Everything you know about health is about to change. Welcome to Straight Talk on Health with Dr. Vincent Medici. Sometimes people suffer, not from lack of faith, but from lack of knowledge. This is the show that changes that. If you are tired of being sick, tired of not getting answers, tired of spinning in circles, then listen closely to the next 30 minutes. For healing is not a mystery. It is a miracle that you were designed to experience. It takes hard work and real knowledge. It takes patience and time. It takes the education this show can provide. So, get it straight today. Here's Dr. Medici.
Good morning. It's me. It's you. And what do we have to look at today? We're going to take a look, as always, at concepts. We're going to take a look at a wiser medicine. Today's show, A Wiser Medicine, The Wisdom of Eastern Medicine. And when I say Eastern medicine, I mean all the medicines east of New York. That means ancient European. That means ancient Middle Eastern. That means ancient Chinese. And that means ancient Ayurvedic, as in India. Now, why am I going to focus on this today? Because Western medicine, allopathic medicine, is going there. It's actually, in spite of itself, going there. The same concepts that were fundamental to Eastern medicine, and you acupuncturists out there, you Vedic doctors, I'm really not talking about what you do. Those of you with a concept of Chinese medicine and Ayurvedic medicine, well, largely, honestly, I don't think you have a concept of it. It's not your fault. Your schools didn't teach it. It hasn't applied itself practically to the Western world. In a broader sense, what I'm saying to you today is that Eastern medicine, ancient medicine, was biophysical. It looked at the sun and the moon and the stars and the magnetic fields of the earth, and everything you did in the name of health revolved around those things. It was an empiric medicine, which is why it devoted itself, it evolved itself out of what we call natural law. That means if you do it 100% of the time, you will receive the sacred gift of healing. And we have become audacious enough, Western science, of which and of whom I am in love with, as you might know, has unfortunately become audacious enough to deny the tenets of natural law. Otherwise stated, they don't even know what it is. Our heads have become way too big. Our microscopes have become, in a sense, way too microscopic, but then again, not microscopic enough. Okay, let's get to the academic perspective on this. Up there in the halls of chemistry, Stanford, Harvard, the Rockefeller Institute, the bastions, the icons of Western science, are the chemists, the biochemists, the pharmaceutical chemists, the molecular biologists, the molecular geneticists, the geneticists. These are the icons of science. They know this is happening. I know this is happening. What's happening? The Western biochemical perception of reality is being replaced with the biophysical one. Biophysics trumps biochemistry. That's where we're going. That's where we are. But that's where we were back in the Garden of Eden. That's where we were in the Old Testament. There is a foolproof, idiot-proof connection between the wisdom of your soul and the biophysics of reality. The biophysics of your healing, your path to healing, is biophysically determined. Now, you can put your blindfolds on and analyze yourself and your health biochemically. You can go to my favorite place for allopathy, Kaiser Permanente, and you can have the scholars there investigate your symptom to disease and talk to you about the options. Options that are time-tested, that are part of the American Medical Code, the standard of care. And those doctors will swear by that. And many doctors will swear by that. Drugs and surgery, take your pick. The point is, that is what you conclude if your perspective goes no further than the biochemical perspective. But you see, biophysically, you're in a whole different realm. Western medicine is going biophysical. Lasers, embryonic stem therapy, mesenchymal stem therapies. Western medicine is going biophysical, genetic engineering. We're pushing in that direction. There is no doubt. Throughout the world, we are going energetic. It just took 500-600 years. We were on our way, actually. Back in the 1500s, 1400s, to days of Paracelsus, we had alchemy. But then alchemy got tied to the occult. And of course, no one wants to be a cult. That's dangerous. So that was the end of alchemy. And after we saw Galileo get imprisoned, after we saw Giordano Bruno have his head cut off, after we saw the Vatican tell the scientists, who were really alchemists, after the popes and the bishops told the scientists, don't ever imply anything outside the strict specter of the material plane. The minute you talk energetically, spiritually, you're taking our role. And that's heresy. And you're going to go to jail or we're going to cut your head off. So after a couple of misgivings, a few executions, you know, I always crack up. I went to St. Robert Bellarmine. St. Robert Bellarmine Catholic Grammar School in New York City in the early 60s, mid 60s, upper 60s. Oh, when did I started in 67. So it was mid 60s, upper 60s. I got out in 72, 73. I got out of prison. Well, not really. But we were regularly beheaded. I mean, we got beat up every day. I mean, every day somebody got punched. I am not kidding you. Those nuns were strict. By the time we were in the fifth grade, you could smack us 3 or 4 times across the face and we'd laugh. By the time we were in the eighth grade, the nuns didn't bother hitting us. We were just too tough. They knew it was senseless. Catholic school. You know the story. Not like that today. Not like that today. The point. St. Robert Bellarmine, in the 1500s, before he became a saint, was a cardinal. And Cardinal Bellarmine was the guy that ordered the execution of Giordano Bruno. Bruno's contention, like Galileo, as astronomers, as scientists, they were alchemists, they were pious men. When I say alchemy, I mean those that saw the integration of science and God. Not this idiotic, occult, evil, lurking, gooey notion of alchemy. You see, devil worship. This is all nonsense. Originally, at the advent of the scientific revolution, the scientists were pious, religious people. They were devout Catholics, for the most part, originally. And the dispute between the church and science ended biophysics. It ended biophysics. It forced the scientists to understand things the way Kaiser Permanente understands things. You must get this, my innocent public. It completely and totally distorted reality. And to this day, reality's distorted. Now, the common man always knows. The truth-seeking common man always knows, somewhere deep inside, that he's being deceived. And I don't mean intentionally deceived. As it turns out, inadvertently deceived. And that's what the health crisis is today. You have a problem, you go to the doctor, you listen to his version of it, and you go, that's idiotic. Well, this is in stark contrast to Eastern medicine. If you're on the website, straighttalk.cc, not .com, straighttalk.cc, get on it, go to picture 20. Wow. The Chinese understood health as an amalgam of ethers or elements in the five-phase Chinese system, and Vedic medicine, Indian medicine was similar, and ancient Greek medicine was similar. But we'll use Chinese medicine, which has a concern for wood and fire and earth and metal and water. They say you're made of elements, and those elements are matched to seasons. Those elements are matched to climates, tastes, emotions, tissues, colors, organs. Give you an example. Charlie came in the other day and he's having retinal problems. He can't see. He's degenerating in the eye and he's concerned. Of course, this is hypothetical. I mean, it's happened in my office many times, but I'm just making this up. Charlie comes in and his retina is detached and it's not healing. And he's had the surgeries. The surgeries failed. There's a 50% chance he's going to go blind. I might say Charlie has a lot of wood energy. I might say his wood energy or his liver energy is out of balance. I might say the heat of his liver, because his bile ducts are plugged and thus making heat in his liver, or inflammation translated. I might say that Charlie, because he's holding rage in his body, concentrated in the liver, which is where that emotion lives. Liver is rage, anger, internalized anger. Liver goes to the eyes. I might say that Charlie's liver issues are putting so much heat behind his eyes that Charlie needs to calm his liver to help his retina. That's what you call health. That's what you call a functional health perspective. That's what you call a medicine that asks the body to balance itself to get the job done. I could talk for hours like this. In fact, I will be talking for hours like this on July 22nd, which is Sunday. I'm going to put together about 25 people. We've sent out about 5,000 emails. I can't do more than that. It's too much. But on July 22nd, we've sent out about 5,000 emails inviting people to come to my office here in Costa Mesa from 12 to 6 o'clock. And we're going to begin a series of workshops that will go on as long as it's appropriate to continue, teaching people concepts in health that they can apply to their health so that their bodies can optimize their healings. It's not a place you cure disease. It's not a place where we diagnose. It's not a place where we talk about symptoms. It's not a place where we talk about and replace your medical doctor. It's a place where we look at health.